50 years ago today, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human in space. He managed to complete one orbit of the Earth aboard the Vostok 1 spacecraft. Gagarin returned to Earth a hero, and not just in the Soviet Union. Here's the world's Clark Boyd.
Yuri Gagarin's jaunt into space captured the world's imagination in 1961. Here's how the BBC reported the story.
Here is the news. All Moscow is waiting to give a hero's welcome to the world's first spaceman, Major Gagarin of the Soviet Air Force. Here's a Moscow recording of his voice as he went through space.
For the Soviets, it was a time of celebration. Sergei Khrushchev is son of then-Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev.
For him, it was one more proof that we are doing right, and of course that we show outside world that we can achieve all the things.
For the Soviets, Gagarin was PR gold. The cosmonaut wasn't just honored in the Soviet Union. After his historic journey into space, he went on a kind of world tour. This BBC newsreel captures his welcome in Manchester, England.
The Amalgamated Union of Foundry Workers made him number one honorary member and gave him a gold medal.
But, says Sergei Khrushchev, not everyone was happy.
In any race, if you are first, you're just celebrating. If you are second, then you are just have very sad days.
We are behind, but we are working hard, and we are going to increase our effort.
For President Kennedy and many in the U.S. at the time, Gagarin's flight was the latest in an alarming string of Soviet accomplishments. Kathleen Lewis is a curator at the National Air and Space Museum.
The Soviet Union had launched the first artificial satellite. They had launched the first animal into space, Laika the dog. They were the first country to actually target the moon and have an impact on the moon. And now here they're launching the first human into space.
By the end of the decade, the U.S. Apollo program would put the first humans on the moon. Gagarin would not live to see that. He died in 1968 during a training accident. These days, with the Cold War far behind, NASA astronaut Michael Foll pays tribute to Gagarin.
The idea of working together in space at that time was inconceivable. Today, we can all be extraordinarily proud of the people that have come before us in transitioning from this very, very opponent-based attempt to conquer space to one of partnership.
One place that's certainly true is aboard the International Space Station. With the space shuttle nearing retirement, Russia's Soyuz rockets are the only way to get there and back. Last night, American astronaut Katherine Coleman, who is on board the space station, teamed up with Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson for a flute duet in Gagarin's honor. For the world, this is Clark Boyd.
You can see a video of the Earth-Space duet at theworld.org.